Recently in Donegal, residents around Glenties, Duhery and Letchamack Ward were blanketed with a leaflet drop announcing a new wind farm application in Clarcar. This is in addition to a new application in a geographically adjacent Graffy area, a broadly similar landscape. The proposed Clarcar project runs from Clingart and Derrickmore Loch in the south through to Shalligans and Duhery parallel to the Greebarrow River estuary. This 7 kilometre stretch of land is mainly peat bog, much of it with significant slopes. It is an environmentally sensitive landscape. The application will be by the heavily flawed strategic infrastructure development process. The process is similar to the SHD for large housing developments, that for all intents and purposes appears to serve only to exclude proper public consultation. As a consequence of this, Ambora Pinola has seen 90% of its grants overturned by judicial review. The response to this from your government has been to propose pricing communities out of the process in direct contravention of the principles of Aarhus, which is strange as your legislative programme commits to strengthening access to justice through the Aarhus Convention Bill. Although, Minister, I'm not surprised that your government has taken the Trumpian, if we stopped testing right now, we'd have very few cases approach to problem solving, as this administration and previous ones have serious form in this area. Governments of inaction have failed and continue to fail our citizens on so many fronts. I stood in front of the Taoiseach on November 18th last, and he told me that he was anxious to progress a comprehensive review of the wind energy guidelines. Nothing has happened. The following day, I raised a mean bog landslide under topical issues with Minister Noonan. As yet, nothing of consequence has emerged from the litany of investigations by an alphabet soup of organisations he outlined that day were to happen. Again, under questions on promise legislation on January 2nd this year, I raised with the Taoiseach both the focus review of the wind energy guidelines, which has been ongoing since September 2013, and the Mulcahy report into planning irregularities in Donegal, which had sat unpublished now on 8 different ministers' desks. And your boss told me, "I will follow those up for the deputy. I will talk to the minister about those," and I've heard nothing since. We have Derry Bryan ongoing since 2003, total government inaction, and the cost of this inaction today stands at over €13.9 million. No plan, no action, only dither and spiralling costs. The present mealy-mouth way that masquerades for participation does not work, because the provision of information is not participation, and neither are attempts to limit access to the courts. Minister, will you outline for me what actions your government intends to ensure communities across this country can be properly involved and consulted on significant development projects in their areas? Thank you.
Minister.
Thank you very much indeed. And I do understand the community in this area, particularly the Gaeltacht communities, have been very concerned. It is, as I understand, only the very early stage in the planning application process. And I think it is critical that they are listened to and involved, and that there is real engagement. Nothing is certain in the planning system. Ambora Pinola is an independent agency. We'll have to judge any application on its merits. I was pleased earlier this week to launch further updated initiatives in regard to how we're looking to engage communities in this renewable revolution that has taken place, including looking for renewable direct ownership of new projects, but also very significant advances in terms of supports, our facilities, our benefits for local communities, and engagement with local communities in a way that's fair and that is in line with the Aarhus Convention, as you rightly say, is a critical part of European environmental legal structures. Critically in this, I believe, is the recent public consultation which Airbrid has been engaged in. I would say this particularly for Donegal, because it has recognised that areas like Donegal have had seen very significant development compared to other parts of the country. It happens to be an area which probably the strongest wind resource that may explain that. But there is a real understanding that actually grid policy and renewables development policy go together. And Ambora Pinola will, I'm sure, take a very close eye to the conclusion of that consultation process, where Airgrid set out some of the key questions as to where are we going to develop or benefit from this. What we have is a huge economic resource. Including in that is the potential to bring industrial or other employment opportunities close to the wind, rather than always shipping it over long distance. So to look at the grid as well as the wind turbines themselves. That is a key part of the process. You're right, the wind energy guidelines have been there in consideration since 2013, and a real difficulty in getting final agreement on what the relevant measures, sound and other systems are, a place where neighbouring countries have been able to do that. We have not been able to get agreement. We do have to resolve that for both local communities and for developers, so that we're not, going back to what Deputy Doherty was saying earlier on, we have a process that's so long and drawn out that it actually frustrates everyone, sees people don't want to end up in courts having to the cost and all the problems that involves. We will start now, we are starting to go offshore, and that particularly for Donegal has huge potential because those northwestern waters are also very significant. We will still have onshore development of renewable energy because it does give us real economic opportunities, but it has to be done in line with community interests and also environmental protection, and we commit as a government to making sure that that is the case.
Seachtain Pringle.
Minister, you outlined that you're waiting for final agreement on the regulations. Who are you waiting for agreement with? Because as far as I know, nobody's been consulted in terms of final agreement except maybe the developers. And the reality is, what you've outlined in relation to AirGrid and stuff like that there sounds very good and very nice and everything like that there. But the reality is that they're not the developers of the wind farms. The developers of the wind farms are private developers right across the board who just basically railroad over communities, and then they end up in Bord Bonnalla, and then they end up in the courts, and then the whole Aarhus Convention and everything else is trampled on. And what we need to do is to make sure that the people and communities are recognised and responded to. That is the reality of the situation, and that's what you need to do. And I think the first thing you could do as a step along that is publish the actual wind energy guidelines and put the actual guidelines in place that are useful and will benefit communities as well. Thank you.
Minister, to conclude.
I think the difficulty is not, or the negotiations is not with any developers. That's not the key consideration. It's agreement on sound standards and other distance parameters and standards, and looking to best international comparison on that is where there has been difficulty in getting final agreement within government departments. There is, in the first auction, or the most auction system we introduced last year, we saw the first seven, as I recall, community energy projects getting approved. And then the second next auction system, we will also see a number of community projects and real support for community investment. That on its own is not enough, though. We do have to have mechanisms where those, particularly those who live close to renewable energy systems, be it solar or wind, have the potential to gain, and that their concerns are listened to and heeded in Bord Bonnalla, and also that the lessons from Derry Brine and the recent bog slide last year up in Donegal are learnt from, so that we have to maintain the development of this industry has to be in tune with protection of the environment, not hindering
you.
It. Thank you. And those lessons will be learnt, and Bord Bonnalla will apply them.